And currently, we have temperatures in the 50s in part of our listening area. We have 51 in Lynchburg, 46 in Bedford, 47 in Salem and Roanoke, 50 in Danville.
Okay, I talked about it a little bit earlier. We have Trey Watkins in the studio. He's going to hang around for another segment
it's
here.
One of our favorites.
Yeah, and we have this TikTok video that Joy Reid put out yesterday. He's getting a lot of traction, and we're only going to play part of it because it's pretty painful. She is a left-wing journalist on MSNBC, and this is kind of her little take on what's going on with the Kyle Rittenhouse, trial.
So this Kyle Rittenhouse trial, it reminded a lot of people of something, I just can't remember what it was. Oh, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, in which Brett Kavanaugh, who had been accused by a high school friend of committing sexual abuse of her, cried his way through the hearings to make him a permanent member and associate justice of the United States Supreme Court. And his tears turned out to be more powerful than the tears of Christine Blasey Ford, which were the tears of an alleged victim. But in America, there's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears. Really white tears in general, because that's what Karens are, right? They Karen out, and then as soon as they get caught, it's like, bring the waterworks. White men can get away with that, too.
And anyway, I'm going to stop it there.
Yes, please.
The comparison to Brett Kavanaugh and tears, and I didn't know tears would make the difference whether you got on the Supreme Court or not, but apparently in her view.
And let me just tell you this. Any woman who has ever dealt with sexual harassment, mm-hmm. who has ever dealt with being attacked in that way,
right,
could see right through all of that.
Right.
Any woman who's ever truly experienced it could cry BS on her testimony during that scenario. And you could also see the earnestness with Kavanaugh. He was horrified that these things were being said about him. He mm-hmm. was just righteous indignation mm-hmm. was what I saw.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. I mean, they were ruining this guy's life. I've never seen somebody get dragged so much. I mean, I can't even imagine being him right now. And just trying to move forward after that. It seemed genuine to me. But the thing with Joy, it's like, she's, first of all, male heroism is under full attack, and it makes me sick. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Can't
masculinity
stand it.
Yeah. In general yeah. is under attack.
It makes me sick. You know, I think about 9/11. I think about our military, the police, fire department. I mean, like, when they're talking about Rittenhouse in his way, you know, it's part of the defund the police agenda. Mm-hmm. It's part of the destruction of our institutions because they want to... they want to demonize people that think like him, you know, where it's like, man, I got to do something. I got to step up. I got to serve my country. I got to protect my city. I have to protect my family. And they want to demonize that type of thinking. And so when she says stuff like that, man, it just irks me so much. Mm. And then, too, like you said, I mean, I'm so fed up. It's pathetic. I'm so fed up with liberals constantly resorting to the race card
yeah.
and dividing people because they simply cannot they can't win in any other way.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're so desperate,
right.
one, to get the media attention off of Biden. Two, they're so obsessed mm-hmm. with race. And it's yeah. done intentionally. It's just dividing this country and dividing our people and It's just doing it in the worst way. I'm so tired of being a, it's
well, as a man of color, I can't imagine. You just have to shake your head in disbelief and disgust. Like, come on, guys. I mean, the real problems are out there, and you guys are dancing around over here where the dance is dead over there in all reality. I
yes.
mean, is there still racism? Sure there is. But at the level they keep talking about, no.
Man,
no way.
We are living in time. Racism has never been more irrelevant than today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, who wants to go around life as a victim?
Right.
Who wants that? Yeah. It's insulting.
Mm-hmm. And we have so many things we can point to. Like, didn't Obama get almost like twice as many white votes as right. John Kerry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Didn't yeah. we vote for a black president
twice?
Twice. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I mean, then, it's like, is that not
I watched
at least some kind of indication, right?
I watched mm-hmm. a documentary on Rita Moreno this past weekend. Mm-hmm. A wildly successful woman born in Puerto Rico, just critically acclaimed. She's won every fine art award you can win. Mm-hmm. Seriously, Emmys, Tonys, the Kennedy Center, all of it. And in this documentary, it had Obama talking about her, saying that she is the epitome of the American dream. Mm-hmm. That regardless of your background, regardless of the color of your skin, this is the one place in the world that you can come, and if you work hard enough and you strive hard enough, you will not be denied and you can be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where is that talking point?
Right.
Why is it? I mean,
it's on our side. That's Winsome Sears.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so proud of our state. I'm so proud of Virginia. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so proud of her.
I couldn't believe it was coming out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, yes, you're right. Obama? Yeah. Could we stay on that line of thinking?
Right.
You know.
I don't know. I'm going to introduce one more thing since we got you for a few more minutes. Yeah. It doesn't directly have to do with race, but it could turn into a race kind of a thing. And it's kind of the rift between the vice president and the president's staff.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris trying to put a united front after an explosive report of a nasty feud between their staffs. Tensions are reportedly growing and the relationship is being called dysfunctional. Kamala's people are furious with Biden for sidelining her with all of the crummy no-win jobs, like being the face of the disaster at the southern border. And Biden's staff is upset with Harris over self-inflicted controversies and how she tries to awkwardly laugh off problems. So naturally, the White House is spinning like crazy and telling Americans that everything is just fine.
I can tell you that there's been a lot of reports out there and they don't reflect his view or our experience with the vice president. I know that the president relies on the vice president for her advice, for her counsel. She's not looking for a cushy role here.
She's doing a magnificent job. By the way, in that report, I'm quoted as saying what I believe, which is that there's no vice president I've seen that's gotten off to a faster start than Vice President Harris.
So, Dana, Prime Minister Klain says that he's quoted and therefore everything is going just fine.
So this is one of those things, that, again, where the White House is expecting you to just not believe what you're seeing. You can tell that there's a problem here. We all know it. They called a cabinet meeting for the first time in 3 months last Friday on the day where Kamala Harris was not even in the country. yeah. And then that weekend is when the stories started coming out. And it's not the first time. All the stories that ever come out about Kamala Harris start in the House, like inside the team. This time it's like within the White House. And you could tell in the CNN reporting that these are people who are either close to the Bidens or worked for Harris and didn't get hired in the White House. They might be bitter or something. But then the other thing that they do is they complain that how dare they defend Mayor Pete, the white man, over defending her more. So then Jen Psaki's like, fine, okay, I'll throw out a little tweet, and this just made it worse. I don't think that this is going to get much better anytime soon. And I would point you to Brett Baer's podcast today. Mm-hmm. Chad Pergram was on, and he said something, can I just point it out to you here? He said that they are preparing something in Congress that they have not done in many, many years. Basically, it's about the process by which you go about confirming a new vice president.
Isn't that interesting?
Man, that's
they're
the
looking
best news
into
I've
that
heard all week.
Yeah, I mean, do you imagine, okay, whether she's doing a good job, and we talked about this off the air, she was at a Move On forum mm-hmm. on stage. She is the frickin' vice president of the country, and they let some ass come up on the stage, walk up to the vice president and take her microphone. Trey, I don't know how he wasn't tackled 25 feet before he even got that close to our vice president. I don't agree with her politics, but she's one of the most powerful people in the world. How in the world did Secret Service not tackle that
idiot?
And
good Lord, if we lose her, look what we'll be stuck with. I mean, come
on.
Well,
Nancy's in line next. I mean, come on.
Right.
The point is, if she is somehow taken out of that position, I see the Democratic Party, they may literally lose their mind. I mean, there's people in the party that will go bonkers because they still think she is the next version of, you know, of Obama when she doesn't even, she's not even close. And Obama was, he, you know, we can all have our opinions of Obama, but he was our president for 8 years. And Kamala Harris could not handle even what Obama was able to handle.
No.
In my opinion.
I think it's, there shouldn't even be a comparison between Obama and Kamala.
Yeah.
We can disagree with all the policies.
Yeah.
They're not even in the same category.
But they take her out. What do you think the fallout is among the Democrats?
I don't know, because it's, I don't think that they actually, I'm not sure if they actually believe that she's doing a good job or mm-hmm. that she's qualified. I mean, everyone can see it.
I think that's it.
Right.
I really am shocked at how incompetent she is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think, if anything, these things that they've given her, mm-hmm. she could have really rolled up her sleeves and, you know,
made a difference.
Gone to work and made a difference. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is getting done.
Right.
No.
And I think every time that they do that, they're just getting, here's a little bit more rope.
Right.
Here's a little bit more rope.
Yeah.
You know, because she's hanging herself up on mm-hmm. this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. I look at when I think of Kamala Harris, you know, I go back to the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
One, Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris as his vice president, I'm like, how could it possibly work? This is somebody that has stood on stage and accused you of not only being a racist,
right.
but a rapist.
Yeah.
I don't know how a relationship could ever really
develop, you know, from,
develop
there. Yeah.
From there. One. Two, Kamala Harris is a California congresswoman, you know, super radical. And
right.
it never seemed like it was her that was, you know, that she was carrying out her own agenda, but basically carrying out Bernie's agenda.
Right.
And then, like, nothing that she's been put in charge of, I mean, there isn't a fixable, there's no way for you to actually, it's a lose-lose, in other
right,
words.
Right, right.
There's no way for you to actually go down to the border. There's mm-hmm. nothing that Kamala Harris could do going down to the border that's going to solve that problem. The problem is solved with the policies.
Right.
It was already solved.
Yeah,
you came in and deliberately ruined the policy.
Undid it.
So it's like they're putting her in positions to where she can't win.
Yeah.
And that's on top of mm-hmm. her already clear incompetence.
Right.
And she's been set up for failure from the beginning
right.
because she never should have been chosen
mm-hmm.
As vice president anyway.
Right.
And it just shows how far the liberals are willing to go.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of race baiting and divisiveness and this equity crap,
right.
you know, to bring her in to win the election,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then set her up to fail so that you can figure out a way to get her out of there. It's like, now we don't need you no more.
Right. That's right. We're
like,
done with you.
Yeah. I mean,
honestly, that's racist.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is the most racist stuff ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, she dropped out of the primaries before she even got to her home state of California.
Right, right.
Because she was going to get so embarrassed because nobody knows her more than Californians.
Sure.
You know.
And they're like, we're going to take a hard pass on that one.
Nah, no, thank you.
All right.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's Kamala's, it's to say that, I mean, like, they still try to defend her. And, like, imagine if this administration got the same media coverage as Trump. You know, like, we don't hear any leaks. Like, this is
just
a couple leaks. I mean,
right.
you were getting leaks from the Trump before they even went in the White House.
Sure.
Like, I mean,
you were getting the transcript from the phone call he'd make to the prime minister of filling the country.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It was amazing.
Imagine, like, this is how bad Biden's doing. It's just putting into perspective how bad this administration really is.
Yeah.
Because they're not even in this society where we have access to media, access to news, like the Trump era, you know, like where news just rapidly, 24/7. We're still in that era.
Sure.
And they're doing this bad, but they're protected by the media.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Imagine like how bad things really are, the things that we don't hear about. You know, if Trump you know, had made a bad facial expression or said a wrong word in a private meeting, it'd be on the headline.
He
in
got a
five
bigger
seconds.
Bigger scoop of ice cream than somebody else did. I mean, it went that far. Trey, we'll have to say some more for next week, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for joining us. Hey, when we come back. Well, we have got, there's a new vaccine trial going on that I find very fascinating.
Okay.
And no, it's not about COVID.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. 821.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. Mornings 6 to 9 a.m. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
8:25. Oh, Lord.
Are you misunderstood?
Sometimes I am.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're getting lots of happy birthday texts.
That's very nice. Thanks to the listeners.
That's right. Well, there is a disease that is very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
And that is Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Because for years, I'm going to try this without crying. For years, we suffered with that. Mm-hmm. It is hell. It's hell on the person who has it, and it's hell on the family who has to deal with it.
Sure.
More than 5 million people in the United States are suffering from Alzheimer's right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a trial going on now in Boston where participants are testing a new nasal Alzheimer's vaccine. To determine whether it can prevent or slow the disease and whether or not it's safe.
All right.
I think that's really exciting.
That is exciting.
The product could change the lives of millions and millions of people, mm-hmm. especially as you know, people are living to later ages. And, you know, they want to live a healthy life.
Sure.
You know, and physical things are one thing. But when you've got mental issues, that's just it's so terrible. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital are using the body's own immune system to prevent and slow the progression of Alzheimer's. They say it's a unique approach, and this is Howard Weiner, the co-director at the Ann Romney Center for Neurological Disease. What the vaccine does is it stimulates your immune system.
Oh, wow.
Cells in the system then go into the brain and clear out the substances that are causing damage.
Now, that's an interesting approach. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The trial will include 16 participants between the ages of 60 and 85, all with early symptomatic Alzheimer's, but otherwise in good health.
Okay.
And that's what happens. You know, you get this Alzheimer's and they're otherwise very healthy.
Yes.
It is a dangerous combination.
Yep.
Because they put themselves in situations that are, because they can still get around and they can still do all the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
The 16 participants will receive two doses of the vaccine 1 week apart.
Okay.
And it's uses a substance called protolan that's designed to activate white blood cells found in lymph nodes.
Okay.
So I just think... They say that they believe the disease process begins 15, even 20 years prior to the onset.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So they're saying that this article says it impacts 6 million Americans, and the number's most likely much higher because it's called dementia.
Right, instead of Alzheimer's. Yeah, right, exactly.
So this is phase one. If it goes well, a larger trial will be the next step. So,
well, that would be awesome.
It would be.
I mean, I know that you just recognized your anniversary, 1 year anniversary of your dad's.
Of losing daddy, yeah.
Yeah, just
when
the
in
other
reality,
day.
We lost him
before
five
that.
Years before that. Prior.
Sure.
So, and that's the most painful thing. Because, mm-hmm. you know, how do you mourn somebody who's already gone?
Right.
And their still body's still here.
Yes.
You know, it's unlike any other disease, mm-hmm. for sure. So yeah. I just think that's an exciting, exciting possibility.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
If someone came to us and they said, hey, we want you to have a medium on your show, and she's going to do readings over the phone. What do you think about that?
Not feeling it, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a station in Roanoke, mm-hmm. I'm friends with many of the folks on there.
Okay.
They have this girl on. They've had her on for a long time. It's K92.
Okay.
Susan Northrup.
Uh-huh.
Doing readings over the phone. I think that's hysterical.
Yeah. It probably makes for fun radio, I would guess. Yes.
Except she's really serious.
Right.
About it.
And they're kind of joking around about
well,
it.
Well, I don't know. I don't think she'd DJs? Be on there. I don't oh, think she well. Would be on there if they
So they're
doing
buying
that.
Into it. Okay.
So, I don't know. She, I think that's interesting. Apparently, she's going to be in Roanoke this weekend. And
oh, okay.
She's
so she does this over the phone. Okay, she's yeah, not in studio.
There's a main event
okay.
today.
Got it.
Evidently.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the tickets are selling really well.
Wow.
If you're wanting to go.
Okay.
If you're interested in that.
So I wonder what happens at one of those events.
7 o'clock tonight, the Holiday Inn Tanglewood.
Mm.
I could just read that for free.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was trying to think of a funny name of the hall that they're going to be in, but I just couldn't come up with one.
Oh my goodness.
Can you channel that for me?
There's no way I could
channel
do
my
this.
Comedy. Or my attempt at comedy.
Yes, your second aunt on your mother's side is saying, stop it. And currently we have 51 degrees in Roanoke and Salem, 53 in Lynchburg, 49 in Bedford, and 54 in Danville.
Okay, 8:35. Somebody texted something about salty. About a
they
psychic?
Said maybe you can get salty to do psychic readings. Now that I would like. That I would enjoy much more than the TMI underwear call that we got earlier in the day. Good
for sure.
Lord.
Hey, we're going to dissect all the different elements of the show today. We'll have Salty's phone call. We'll have Janet's Five and Dine as separate little sound bites. Trey was pretty much, we had him in for quite a while, so we'll dissect his interview as well if you want to hear that again, and then the other elements of the show, hours 1, 2, and 3. That's on our SoundCloud page, The Morning Jam on VTRN, and then start typing in today's date, The Morning Jam on VTRN, once you get to SoundCloud. Got some music for my story here.
Okay.
Some sad music.
Ah.
Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Authority says stores are experiencing shortages, Janet. No Black Friday for the...
Have they had Black Friday before?
Apparently they had Black Friday, you know, specials that were going on. And it's not going to happen this year because of the supply chain. Would it not only affect alcohol as well? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, they're going to be open normal hours going through up to Wednesday. Then closed on Thursday. Then they reopen on Friday for Black Friday, but it's really not Black Friday as far as the ABC is concerned. And they're not going to participate in Cyber Monday when it comes to, you know, the big sales they've done in the past.
Interesting.
So, and they're blaming the supply chain has made a difference in what they supply to the folks in the state of Virginia. They also, in this article, talk about all their, you know, their Christmas times. We'll go into that later because it's too far out. I just want to get through Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And I bought my wine early.
Ah. Well, a recent filing from Liberty University from their attorneys is claiming that a former employee suing the university and the attorney representing the women suing the university are in cahoots.
Huh.
In October, Scott Lamb, the university's former spokesperson and executive sued Liberty University, claiming LU fired him after he called out university leadership for trying to cover up sexual assaults. Mm-hmm. Liberty University denies this. They filed a counterclaim.
Okay.
The women, of course, claiming that the college violated Title IX laws, mishandled their sexual assaults and rape investigations, silenced them, sometimes punishing them. They are alleging that Lamb gave information to their lawyer. Mm-hmm. They say they think he's already shown or given additional privileged LU documents, communications, records, or recordings to the lawyer and his associates. The lawyer says that's not true and says it doesn't even make sense, the accusation, as many of the things that they are they're asking for have nothing to do with money. It's about making the women at Liberty University safer moving forward. And I just think this is really interesting.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on the story, though.
We'll see. Yesterday afternoon in Roanoke, a home decor shop opened its doors. It's called the French Farmhouse. And they had their ribbon cutting. It took place at 3 p.m. They're on Church Avenue Southeast. And they're between the City Market and Mast General Store. Inside the shop, customers find a rustic yet elegant decor, including lighting and furniture. The place is owned by Franklin County native, Ashley Lawson. She has her focus. She said, "This store is my style to a T." She said, "There's something for everyone here in our store." And she's trying to make it more approachable than the big box stores that you tend to get lost in as soon as you hit those doors that electrically open for you. So check it out. It's Ashley Lawson's place. And again, it's called the French Farmhouse. And some of the stuff inside in the pictures I saw look pretty neat. And it's Christmas. You might want to get a nice gift for your loved one.
Well, the Virginia Department of Health is partnering with 18 libraries and library systems across the state to distribute COVID-19 rapid antigen at-home test kits.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Individuals can pick them up from their local library, use it in their homes, get results in 15 minutes.
That's pretty good. I like it.
The program is designed to increase access to the testing, especially among rural, remote, and under-resourced communities. The kits are provided at no cost. Test kits and the eMed digital platform. You'll have to have a cell phone or a computer to create an account, which I find interesting since they're saying they want to reach out to remote areas and underserved communities.
I'll never forget.
Because we all know they all have broadband and computers, right?
This gal said
cell service
one time selling a computer online on Craigslist, and she says, "And we've got the internet in Rustburg." I didn't know that, like, they were trying to keep it from Rustburg. It's in Rustburg. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Well, you know, it depends. So that's interesting that they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
you don't have to have a library card to get it.
Nice.
So you can, you know, want to call before you assume that your library is going to have it.
There you go. Good idea. I think there was a total of 12 or 16, you said, in the Roanoke area.
Throughout the Commonwealth.
Yeah. So we have a call.
Okay.
Speaking of call, it's Ruth Ann on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Yes, you are.
Is there somebody there by the name of Mark?
There
Lamb?
Is.
That's me.
Yeah.
Well, I got a friend here want to sing something to you.
Oh, he's with you?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, I have a friend that's visiting. I want to sing to you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mark Lamb. Happy birthday to you.
She's channeling Marilyn Monroe.
I know how John Kennedy felt that day.
You do.
I feel that way. I'm turning
Are
a little
you
bit...
wearing a really tight white dress right now?
I'm turning red. There's
That's
no doubt.
Beautiful.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, dear.
I love it. That's great.
Oh, well.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's so great. Oh, you cracked
me up. Well, I'm not going to stay long because I know you're getting ready to close the show, but I just had to call and wish you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day.
Thank
you. Your day.
Appreciate that.
And I'll be talking to the both of you soon.
Okay. All right.
That sounds good.
Very good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Your day is made now.
It really is. She sang to me.
She did.
Ruth Ann.
Yeah.
Got the special birthday song.
Right.
I may have to record that, play it back every now and then.
I know.
When I'm feeling
she's
blue.
She's got quite the voice.
Yeah, she had a little vibrato there going on.
Yeah. She was sounding good. Randy says we could get tea leaves, crystal balls, and tarot cards out because we were talking about the mediums that they had on there. Yeah, I take more of the Houdini approach when it comes to that stuff.
Okay.
I just listened to a podcast recently where apparently Houdini spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of his own money.
Right.
Just to debunk spiritualists because he just thought it was the biggest insult to use basically magicians' tricks to fool people into thinking they could reach out to their loved ones.
Right.
And he said, you know, when I do that, people know it's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very honest with them.
Sure.
That I'm good at it, but it's not real. Mm-hmm. And so he was just very insulted that they would do that. And and he spent a lot of time.
I did not know that about him.
Pointing out fakes. He would, if he found out they were in the audience, he would do it in the audience. He would, and he would show people how they would do the stuff.
Oh.
And then he would call them out.
Interesting.
He was. It was very. Wow. It's an interesting part.
I wonder if he. I wonder if there's an additional story behind that. I'm just curious if he got burned one time by.
I think it's because he lived during a time when there was a rise in that kind of thing because people had lost so many loved ones during war. It actually started after the Civil War, where there was an interest in that because they were just very there were just a lot of people so frustrated. They they weren't there when they lost their loved one. They never got a chance to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just desperate to have that connection more and more time. And people took advantage of the tragedy.
Scammers.
Like they always do.
Yeah, scammers.
So, and I think he just was trying to stand up for those people.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, interesting.
Did not know that about that guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad that he, you know, well, anyway. We lost him a little earlier than I hoped we would have, because I think he would have had a few more tricks up his sleeve, there's no doubt.
For sure.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. They have everything you need for your holiday table. They'll keep that pantry stocked, and they'll do it with a lot of great prices, which heaven knows we need those right now.
Yeah.
You can also sign up to be a VIP customer. They'll send you $5 off, $10 off your order directly to your phone.
Nice.
They'll let you know all the latest specials, some specials that aren't available to other people, and it's definitely worth doing. We'll tell you how to do that in just a little bit.
Okay.
We've been sharing those Thanksgiving sides. Everyone I've shared so far is going to be on my table come Sunday. This is a broccoli cheese casserole that's always a favorite around the holidays. I like to use fresh broccoli. You can use frozen if you like. I think fresh is a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You're going to start by taking your broccoli. I like to rinse it really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut it into your florets. Rinse it really well. Put it in a microwave-safe dish. Cover it with saran wrap. And you're going to steam it for 2 minutes. And that will have it just right for the recipe that I'm about to give you. After you do that with your broccoli, you're going to want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And to the 4 cups of chopped broccoli, you're going to want to add a 10-ounce can of cream of chicken, cream of celery, or cream of mushroom soup, whichever you prefer and have on hand. Then you're going to add in some mayonnaise, or if you want to lighten it up, I've made it with Greek yogurt. That's really good. And so you mix that in, and then a little bit of butter and 2 large eggs, slightly beaten, and a half of a medium onion, finely chopped. I may put a little more than that in.
Okay.
Then you're going to put in your salt, your pepper, your extra sharp cheddar cheese, mix it all together, put it over into an 8x8 dish, and then top it with the remaining 3/4 cup of cheese and Ritz crackers. Mm. That makes a delicious, beautiful, golden, crunchy topping on top of it. Bake it for 30 minutes until the cheese is melted and the top is golden brown. Now, if you want to do this in a small crock pot, you can do that as well. You'll need to let it cook a little bit longer. And then at the end, you'll have to take that crock pot out and then brown the top in the oven. But that's usually what I do because it frees up my oven and gives me a little more time to get other things done. Good. You want to see the recipe? All you got to do is go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share brought to you courtesy of F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree Spiral Sliced Hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina Sweet Potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines Cake Mix is 99 cents with a frosting 2 for $3. And Grade A Large Eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
You found the right choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
8:51.
Yeah,
show's almost over.
Yeah, you have so many birthday wishes to go over.
Okay.
Here, you know, we're animal lovers here on the show. For
we sure are.
There is a new gift for animal lovers out there.
Okay, I'm game.
Could be anyway. Animal tech researchers have been working on a device that will allow your dog to give you a call.
Seriously.
Yeah. Doesn't look anything like a human phone. It's actually a soft ball with the tech buried inside. When the dog moves the ball, it triggers a nearby dog height laptop to ring, as well as the owner, and sets up a face-to-face conference between them.
Oh, jeez. My FaceTime would be going off all the time.
All the time.
Romeo's going,
Dad, yeah. Dad.
Romeo's going, when are you coming home? I'm hungry.
And see, mine would be like, Mom, do you know what he did? Right. Do you know what he did to me? That's what mine would be.
Okay, fair enough.
Little turkeys.
Which one would complain the most?
Well,
out of four?
Winston, probably. Winston, okay. Because Baxter can be so annoying.
Right.
I think it would definitely be Winston.
Yeah.
Although, Baxter's more communicative, so he might be, you know, when Winston does put the smack down on him.
Right.
He gets very dramatic, so he might actually be the one.
Oliver would call to complain about his son not be, you know, can the dog stop barking, please?
Shut him up.
Can you put the muzzle on before you leave the house, please? And the cats, you know, the cats wouldn't bother me at all.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the cats are just so different.
Well, that is true. That's true. Here's a feel-good story for you.
Okay.
We have a lot of stories about teachers who are kind of doing ridiculous things in the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
How about one of a teacher doing a wonderful thing?
That sounds wonderful.
Let's do that. This is in Vancouver, Washington,
okay,
where an act of kindness went a long way at Pioneer Elementary School. The Evergreen School District said a fifth grade student named Ivy noticed that her classmates were down a bit last week.
Okay.
So she got together with her teacher, and the teacher allowed her to present each of her classmates with a live rose and a beautiful, caring, and supportive message. The message said, in part, I just want you all to know that I'm always here to talk to. I know what it's like to need someone to talk to, and I'm always available. According to the district, Ivy's classmates said this act made them feel cared for and important. And her teacher said that that is a very important thing, especially with the way things are right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we keep hearing the different, you know, where they're going on half schedule here or they're going to do all day here. The kids, it's been very disruptive for families across the board.
Yeah, families
the moms
in
and
general.
Dies, you know, the moms and dads and yeah, the families in general and the kids and the teachers, you know. The only ones winning here, I think, are the janitors. Man, I only got to clean 3 days a week.
Yeah, well, maybe. That could be.
Of course, there's always other maintenance you can do in the buildings. I realize that. But
that's right.
It's just been difficult.
Hey, so a bear walks into a 7-Eleven.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
It's not a joke. It actually really happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But doesn't it sound like the beginning of a joke?
It does. That's where I thought you were going.
A bear, a raccoon, and a deer walk into a bar. Yeah. So an employee at a 7-Eleven store in California captured a very amusing video of a curious bear walking on his hind legs.
Okay.
Going up to the door.
Right.
Pushing it open and coming inside.
Okay.
Rachel Dushin, an employee at the 7-Eleven in Olympic Valley in the Lake Tahoe area, said she had spotted the bear rooting through the store's trash.
Okay.
And she went inside to call 911. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he followed her example when he saw her open the door.
Wow.
He's like, oh, that's how that happens. That's how that works. Okay, I got it. The video shows the employee shouting at the bear to leave as it stands in the doorway and uses its nose to trigger an automatic hand sanitizer dispenser. All this is caught on video.
Oh, geez.
What's this? Not what I was hoping for.
Oh, that's a smell.
They said the emergency responders arrived on the scene and used rubber bullets to scare the bear away. Aw. Said that he returned, though. A few hours later to dig through the trash again. Kevin Thomas, a regional manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife, said that the bear's ear tag indicates it was previously captured and marked as part of the department's tagging program in the Tahoe Basin. He also stressed, this isn't the typical behavior of wild bears. Mm-hmm. It's learned behavior from pursuing human food sources rather than foraging in the wild. Even the bears are becoming entitled in California. Who thought? They say they have a robust bear population in the Lake Tahoe area, and they often interact with homes and businesses in search of food.
Well, bears is their mascot, right?
Isn't it? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, for the state of California. So that,
I'm sorry. Bear videos crack me up.
Right, right.
And I know they're dangerous, but it looks like somebody's going to unzip and step out of the suit.
Exactly.
Kind of like that commercial. Remember the Maytag commercial?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Where it was out in the middle of the Arctic ice cap or whatever, and the bear comes up, unzips, steps out, puts his fur in the thing. That's what it reminds me of.
Shepard Smith used to be on Fox.
Yeah.
And he had a bear. At least once a week, he had a bear story, and they were hilarious.
Because he liked bears.
But he'd always go back to this one where the bear falls out of the tree, and he lands on what's the thing that the kids jump up and down
trampoline.
On? Trampoline. And it doesn't know what to do because it bounces way back up, and it's like, whoa. Oh. He would play that one over and over and over again because it was hilarious.
That is pretty funny. I was upset because my Mark was texting me from his tree stand, said, I'm watching a raccoon climb to the top of a big tree and the squirrels are not happy. To which I said, where is my video? He said he was too far away.
Yeah.
Sad. I'd really
like
a video.
Does he have any other successes out there today?
Well, you have to understand that, you know, we get enough meat for the fridge. And then at this time of year, once the rut hits, Mark is very, very picky. He lets a lot of them walk. Because unless it's just really a prime candidate.
Gotcha.
So he lets a lot of them walk. But he's seen a bunch. Yeah. But he's already, he's gotten three so far this year.
Okay, gotcha. How about the kids?
Ben has gotten two.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good
and
deal.
And Mitch has gotten one,
okay.
I think.
Gotcha. So.
Freezer's full.
Hey, we'll have a freezer full of funnies tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Friday Funnies.
Good times.
We'll do that. And we're just glad you joined us. Make today awesome. We're going to do our best too. And we'll do this again tomorrow, Janet.
Mm-hmm. See you then.